Penguin Random House Audio presents Brass by Jeanette Aliou. Read for you by Lauren Fortgang and Therese Plummer. Chapter 1. Elsie. When the last of the brass mills locked up their doors and hauled ass out of town once and for all, it seemed all they left behind were blocks of abandoned factories that poked out from behind high stone gates like caskets floated to the surface after the great flood of 55. But that wasn't true. They also left my father's hands with nothing to callous them. Those poor idle bastards that once upon a time abandoned a Korean Stratocaster knockoff in favor of a Bridgeport milling machine. And just like most love triangles, it turned out he chose wrong. It left my mother slumping over the assembly line at the Peter Paul Mounds and Almond Joy factory down the street in Naugatuck, where she sometimes felt like a nut, but more often, she felt like a highball. It left my sister Greta, younger than me by 2 years, but with test scores that painted me a remedial toddler by comparison, with a tick that made her pull out her hair until the white bald patches of her scalp shone through like flags of surrender. And when the last of the brass mills locked up their doors and hauled ass out of town once and for all, they left me with a change jar that hadn't even gotten me close to the wicked coop that was going to drive me out of Waterbury so fast I wouldn't even bother to burn the skid marks that would mark my goodbye. What I got instead was a job at the Betsy Ross Diner, slinging poutine fries and spanakopita to third shifters headed to or coming back from their jobs as hospital guards.